Hey, good morning, Xville. It's Troy from Sundance Books and Music, and I got the skinny on some great new music that has come our way in the past week or so. First up, it's the first new album in 15 years from one of Milwaukee's finest violent femmes with their new album called We Can Do Anything. These guys were one of the originators of the not-oft-explored area of folk punk. Very well-known probably for their biggest hit, Blister in the Sun, and they still got two of the original members in the band and also have some help from Kevin Hearn from Bare Naked Ladies playing a variety of instruments on this. Their new latest, The Violent Femmes with We Can Do Anything. Also new at Sundance Books and Music, it's the Heaven Adores You soundtrack, the docu-picture about Elliott Smith, the late great songwriter. And this has a ton of stuff that is previously unreleased, including a lot of songs that came even before he was with Heat Miser. And so all kinds of demos and rough sketches and instrumental stuff. Obviously not the place to start for neophytes to Elliott Smith, but if you're a fan, this is Manna from Heaven. Elliott Smith, the Heaven Adores You soundtrack. We also have the newest from Lapsley, the debut album from the English songwriter called Long Way Home. The best way to describe her would perhaps be to be like Adele, but with a kind of modern electronica edge. She's got that real sort of autobiographical, broken relationship orient to her lyrics, but the music is has a much more modern sheen with all kinds of beats and synths and soul pop influences all over it. And she's got, like Adele, a very good voice. So come on and check out Lapsley, Long Way Home. The last two records have kind of a retro feel. The first one is M. Ward, his eighth studio record. M. Ward, very well-known songwriter. He collaborates with Zooey Deschanel for the group She and Him, and he also did the one-off supergroup with Jim James from My Morning Jacket and Conno Oberst from Bright Eyes called Monsters of Folk. On his new album called More Rain, he's got 12 new tracks, mostly some original compositions and a couple choice covers, and a real cool list of collaborators on here, including Nico Case, Peter Buck from REM, Katie Lang, and The Secret Sisters helping him out. And then one of the cool covers they do on here is a Beach Boys tune called You're So Good to Me. Really good stuff with a sort of late 60s, early 70s feel from M. Ward with More Rain. Last up, it's the new album, album number 6 from Ray LaMontagne. It's called Ouroboros. Ouroboros is the ancient symbol of the snake eating its own tongue, and or its own tail, excuse me. And this record, like the M. Ward, has a real retro feel, except this one has sort of a psychedelic edge to it, even sounding a little bit like Pink Floyd in spots. And it's laid out like an old-school vinyl, part one and part two, and it runs to like 40-ish minutes, just like a classic 70s LP. This one produced by Jim James from My Morning Jacket and Ray himself. And man, this is going to maybe upset some of Ray's old fans, because there's not a whole lot in the way of the sort of Americana edge like on Ray's earlier LPs. He's definitely exploring some new sonic territory. But man, if you're willing to go along for the ride, you're going to be pretty pleased, because Ray goes to some very interesting places on his new album called Ouroboros. For these great tunes and so much more, come on down and check out our store right on the corner of California and Sierra for Sundance Books and Music. This has been Troy. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Blurb.